formed in the Windy City as a live band called The Big Thing, changing its name to record its first self-titled album, Chicago Transit Authority, and finally settling on Chicago, the rock and roll band with horns has been performing and recording music since 1967. Chicago has maintained a relentless touring schedule, with four of the seven original members still with the band. Current lineup performs a free concert this evening in Dublin. But for the next few hours on this Independence Day, we'll celebrate a band that's released new music in five different decades. Glad you're with us on this 4th of July. I'm Mike Foley, and welcome to Still Making a Smile, the music of Chicago.
Well, so- As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch. Yeah, I said, does anybody really know what time it is? Turn around.
Chicago and Old Days, and we'll be mixing in many of the sounds from the early years this afternoon. Before that, Moving In from the second album. We began with three songs from the first album in 1969, known as Chicago Transit Authority. Introduction, Does Anybody Really Know What Time It Is, and Poem 58. Much more to come, including songs performed at what became the band's retreat, a song written for a friend that eventually became tied to the loss of the band's guitar player, and the album that took 15 years to release. All that and more on Still Making a Smile, the music of Chicago, on WCBE Columbus.
This program is brought to you on Central Ohio's NPR station through WCBE's partnership with the Capital Crossroads Special Improvement District. Presenting Pearl Market, Tuesdays and Fridays from 10:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. The Pearl Market is held in Pearl and Lynn Alleys next to the Rhodes Tower. This outdoor market features produce and goods from local farmers and merchants. Details are available at downtowncolumbus.com.
Chicago's goal centered on being a rock and roll band with horns that were an integral part of the music, almost an extra set of voices. Walt Perezater on woodwinds, Lee Lochnane on trumpet, and Jimmy Panko on trombone made up the horn section. Danny Serafin played drums, and there were three distinct voices. Robert Lamb, with the smooth baritone sound, played piano and initially wrote most of the songs. Peter Cetera played bass with the clear, soaring tenor voice. And Terry Kath played lead guitar and delivered the gritty, soulful vocals. With the second album, the band branded itself with a logo that would uniquely grace all future album covers. Chicago's first hit came in 1970 with Make Me Smile, which had been part of a much longer arrangement but shortened to fit the radio. Panko wrote the song, and in a video produced by the band several years ago, he recalled hearing it on the radio for the first time while driving in Beverly Hills.
All of a sudden, hey man, I wrote that. I opened the window. Hey, I'm on the radio. You know, it was like the ultimate rush in my life.
Here's the full live version, and we'll let Terry Kath give it the official introduction.
This next thing we're going to do was written by Jimmy Trombone. Jimmy Trombone. The real name is Ballet from a Girl in Buchanan, but most people, I guess, know it by Make Me Smile.
Love me, love.
goes on, I realize just what you mean to me. And now that you're here, promise your love that I've waited to share, and dreams of our moments together, color my world with hope of loving you. Thank you.
when we're together laughing. I wish I could sing it to you. You never know how I wish I could sing it to you. When I kiss you, I feel a thousand different feelings. The color of chills all over my body. And while I feel them, I quickly try to decide which one I should try to put into.
For a Girl in Buchanan and Beginnings. both taken from the band's full week of shows at Carnegie Hall, a feat unprecedented for a rock band at the time. We're just getting started on this July 4th celebration of Chicago's music, so please stick around here on 90.5 WCBE-FM and HD Columbus, 106.3 in Newark, and online at WCBE.org.
Yeah!
what some call Chicago's signature song, 25 or 6 to 4, about the process of writing a tune, and the title a simple reference to the time of day, according to Lamb. The band's first three records were double albums, and all three would be on the charts in 1971. We're approaching the second hour of our special, celebrating the music of Chicago. I'm Mike Foley, and thank you for spending part of your July 4th with WCBE. We'll check in with one of the founding members of the band. You'll hear songs from and details about the album that took 15 years to release, and much more. So let's get back to the music with a little dialogue.